Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this absolutely kind of overcast, cloudy, gray, kind of cool Tuesday, June 10th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. One of the things that I keep getting asked, and I want to make sure you guys know about this, is the event that's happening at the south location. This is not going to be any way, shape, or form the downtown Gaylord location. This is strictly the south location, the kind of the grand opening of it, along with the pavilion right next door. It's part of the property. It's there. So I just wanted to make sure you guys were fully aware of it. I had some people say, well, can we just meet you guys there at the downtown location? No, that's not where we're going to be at. We're going to be at the new south location. That's 4029 Old 27 Highway. What you do is you get off of I-75 at exit 279 and head south about 1 mile. It's right across the street from Otsego Lake. So, yeah, that's where it's going to be. It's not going to be downtown. It's going to be strictly, totally at the new south location. And again, you can text me FEST, F-E-S-T, text me FEST, and we'll be able to get you the link to the website, riskitfest.com. All the information is there, and we can get you taken care of. You can get your tickets online, or like Ian said, now physical tickets are at both locations. You can buy your physical tickets and be all set. So greatly appreciate that information and things that are happening, again, not this Friday for the golf outing, but next Friday at the Ridge Golf Course at 12 noon to 5 p.m. And then next Saturday, not this Saturday, next Saturday, the 21st of June, will be the big event. So we're excited. Hopefully you guys can come join us. And again, Saturday, he said things really probably won't get really rolling until probably about 4:30, 5 o'clock, more of an afternoon, evening kind of thing. So just be prepared. One of the things that we're looking at is the story coming out of Lansing regarding the U.S. Senate race. And it's kind of an interesting story, kind of an interesting development. U.S. Congressman Bill Huizenga, Republican from Zeeland, told MERS on Saturday that he has received a great response as he's traversed the state of Michigan, talking about the need for Republicans to get the open U.S. Senate seat next year in 2026. Huizenga is an 8-term member of Congress in the U.S. House. And he said he's looking forward to an announcement soon on his political future as Michigan looks to have its second open U.S. Senate seat in consecutive statewide general elections next year. Wouldn't it be nice to have a Republican senator from Michigan right now, he asked. We absolutely have got to change that. Well, a Republican hasn't held one of Michigan's U.S. Senate seats since 2000. Yep, it's been 25 years. When U.S. Senator Spence Abram lost his reelection. Now, former U.S. Congressman Mike Rogers has already publicly announced his run for the Republican nomination for the second straight cycle. But he is without a high-profile primary opponent for right now. Since he announced, nobody else has announced or gotten in. Now, one of the things that is pretty interesting is that Rodgers was invited to this fundraiser, but he did not attend on Saturday night. One of the things that's pretty interesting about this whole event was that John James, the announced candidate already for governor, he too did not attend. While at the event, he did not officially announce whether or not he was going to run. But Huizenga appears to be most likely a possibility. Although conservative media personality Tudor Dixon, who ran for governor in 2022, she hasn't ruled it out either. Now, one of the things that was pretty interesting was Huizenga sounded every bit like a candidate at the event that was held on Saturday, but did not officially announce. While speaking to the people attending the event, Huizenga said that Michigan 2026 will be the Super Bowl across the country, and that the activists need to leave no doubt that Great Lakes State of Michigan is definitely swinging red. Donald Trump in 2024 made the election here and across the country, made it across the finish line. And specifically here in Michigan, using the campaign slogan and proving it that the election was too big to rig. It's our job to make sure that we do that again. I'm counting on you, I'm counting on your friends, I'm counting on the state, and our country is counting on you. So it was pretty interesting that this was, in fact, very interesting statement from Huizenga. Because it basically is telling me he is definitely going to jump into this race and challenge Mike Rodgers. One of the things that the event absolutely needs to point out is that this get out the vote effort that this event focused on, along with Huizenga, many others spoke about it the same way, said that it's very interesting because of how large this election is, how this is going to play out, not only in the state of Michigan, but across the country. Why did he say that? Well, the U.S. Senate, folks, has a Republican majority. There's quite a few seats that are up next year. Actually, one-third of the U.S. Senate is up every 2 years. But because of the retirement of Gary Peters, that's created an open seat, exactly the way it was last year when Debbie Stabenow retired early, or I should say made her announcement of the retirement early. By doing it early, both Stabenow and Peters has opened the door for what's called an open seat. No incumbent is running for re-election. Now, the timing of it should have been perfect for Mike Rodgers to win that seat, especially when you look at the fact that Donald Trump won the state of Michigan. In winning the state of Michigan, well, guess what? This should have been Rodgers' opportunity to win that seat as well. The problem, he wasn't the best candidate. And honestly, Elisa Slotkin ended up proving to be a lot stronger candidate than what Rodgers was anticipating. The race was close, I give you that. But the bottom line, he didn't carry two counties that he had to carry that Donald Trump won. Muskegon, and Saginaw. And when he lost those two counties, he basically lost the U.S. Senate seat. Now, I know that the candidates running on the Democrat side next year appear so far not to be that great of a candidate. Well, we'll see. I was asked yesterday to participate in some of the questions that the MERS News Service sent out, and the questions were pretty interesting, and the responses, we're going to be talking about them in the third hour. One of them have to do specifically with this U.S. Senate race as well as the governor's race. So looking at the story, we'll be getting into those answers that we provided to them. Now, one of the things that is interesting is the fact that the profitability of these gains, the profits that are going to be coming as a result of these campaigns being formed, is going to be very interesting to watch as well. Who do these candidates hire as their campaign consultants? Where do they spend the money advertising, promoting their campaigns? Where is the money going to end up going? So it's going to be very, very interesting. One of the things that the people, one of the things that people are looking at, and this is probably going to be really the bottom line, how much does Donald Trump get involved in Michigan politics running into this next election next year, 2026? Is he going to endorse in the governor's race? Is he going to endorse somebody in the U.S. Senate race? Or is he going to stay out of it? The other thing that we're going to be looking at, pretty interesting, is going to be whether or not he campaigns in the state of Michigan. Trying to bring some of that Make America Great Again, America First energy to the state to get out the vote. We think the Democrats are going to be coming here. Will the President, Donald Trump, come here as well? Maybe Vice President J.D. Vance. It's going to be very interesting to watch. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit, such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Uh, By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Couple of text messages. Mike Solarski texting into the show regarding Trump's tax cuts. Well, he said if Trump's tax cuts expire, the last one out will need to turn off the lights. We will all be in a bad way. This needs to get done. We cannot afford, folks, right now, we cannot afford to have taxes go up while we're trying to get the economy going again, getting things moving. Mike goes on to say, John James is totally banking on Donald Trump's endorsing him for governor. I just don't know about James. I'm not feeling it at the moment. Well, let me kind of put a little douse of water on that. John James is not going to get endorsed by Donald Trump, in my opinion. Donald Trump, I've been told, is not excited or happy that John James has decided to run for governor here in the state of Michigan. He's putting himself, his family, and his kids basically above country. And for him to be a helicopter pilot claiming that he's all about, you know, God, country, family, yeah, not so much. This is a very selfish move on John James' part. Why do I say that? Because he is currently a congressman listed as living in Shelby Township. The district is parts of Macomb and I believe the eastern northern part of Oakland County, Rochester Hills area, right next door to Shelby Township. That seat is absolutely a toss-up seat. A Democrat could win that seat just as easy as a Republican. If you look at John James' voting record in Washington, as a U.S. congressman, he only votes with Donald Trump's agenda about 58% of the time. But don't get me wrong, he did vote for the one big beautiful bill. The bill passed by one vote, 215 to 214. John James is arguing and putting it out there on social media that it was him, his vote, that was the deciding vote. Well, any U.S. congressman, Republican in Washington, can make that claim. But James is saying, had he not voted for it, the bill wouldn't have passed. So, see, I do support President Trump's agenda. But here's the problem. An incumbent congressman has a major leg up on getting reelected to that seat. With John James announcing his run for governor so that he could be home with his family, he's got three young boys. That's the bottom line. He wants to go to their sporting events. I believe they're young boys. I believe they're all three under the age of 14. So they're getting into baseball, basketball, soccer, whatever their sports are, and he'd love to see their games. He's only going to be a dad once. Well, having to be in Washington, it's putting a crimp on his family life. So I know I'll run for governor. If I win, I'll be the governor of the state of Michigan, and I'll be able to stay home every night and see the boys' sporting events. That's why he's basically doing it. Well, the problem is that seat becomes an open seat next year in a midterm election, not a presidential election with a big, huge Republican turnout, but a midterm election. Historically, the turnout is lower, less than a presidential election that we just went through. That seat gets flipped to a Democrat. The Republican majority in Congress, folks, is going to be at risk. And if the Republicans don't pick up other congressional seats next year, well, guess what? The first thing the Democrat majority is going to do under Jeffries as the new speaker, they're going to impeach Donald Trump. Absolutely, without a doubt, they will introduce articles of impeachment. Period. End of conversation. It will be automatic. Then he's dealing with an impeachment hearing. He's dealing with all of that from a political standpoint and not having enough votes to get anything passed in the U.S. House for basically the last 2 years of his final term as president of the United States. If you know John James, if you know anything about his campaign, you need to reach out to him and tell him, stop it. Drop out of this race and run for re-election in Congress. It's not the right timing. We need you in Congress starting in January of 2027, not the governor of the state of Michigan. Well, MERS News Service put out four questions yesterday, and Kyle Malin of MERS asked me to participate in answering those questions, giving our opinions to them. We're going to talk about those in the next hour. One of them pertains exactly to this issue. Well, that's it for hour number two. Top of the hour news, a short break. Hour number three, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time.